dictations by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 6/7/22. The name of the patient is Flo, F-L-O, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, file Streco, space Robinson, space F. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, Carter Care Associates, letterhead 6/7/22, colon, referring physician, Subhastra Karunanathy, MD, performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 67-year-old female with history of prior abnormal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram. With CAD status post PCI of proximal LAD with complaint of arm discomfort. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm, common non-specific ST, T wave changes with ST depressions and leads 2-3 AVF, V5, MV6. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure 104 over 60, parentheses, Toprol XL 25 milligrams, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams, nifedical 30 milligrams, close parentheses, baseline heart rate 70 beats per minute, new paragraph. Patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 7 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 136, parentheses, 88%, maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient under blood pressure 166 over 60 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 22576. Period. New paragraph. The patient not experienced any chest or arm discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had an increased blood pressure response to stress consistent with her history of hypertension, but with a plateau at peak stress consistent with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on medication. Patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 108 over 60 and a heart rate of 80 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was greater than 1 millimeter of horizontal ST depression, leads 2-3 in AVF, in addition to baseline ST T wave changes, which met diagnostic criteria for ischemia and resolved slowly in the recovery period. New paragraph. Impression, abnormal ECG portion of treadmill stress, echocardiogram to 88% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. Period, and atrial septal aneurysm was noted. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise, no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiograph, portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 88% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions 1, abnormal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 80% maximum predicted heart rate with diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the presence of baseline STT wave changes and the normal echocardiographic portion of the test, suggesting the possibility of a false positive ECG portion of treadmill stress testing. Treadmill stress echocardiogram. 2, the patient did not experience any chest or her arm discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. 4, the patient had an increased blood pressure in response to stress, but with a plateau at peak, consistent with her history of hypertension, but with a plateau at peak stress, consistent with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of tremble stress echocardiogram to 80% maximum predicted heart rate. With normal baseline and post-peak stress, wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. The incidental finding of an atrial septal aneurysm was noted. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.